America is at war. Globalists and leftists have taken over the highest levels of our state and federal government, our state houses, Congress, Supreme Court, and even the highest office of the land. They are indoctrinating our children, corrupting our morals, dividing our people, and attempting to eradicate God. But the weapon they cannot withstand is a people united under God and armed with the truth. Now join Pastor Steve Taylor, Director of Christian Rights Ministries and President of the Alliance Legal Group, for another episode of the Faith and Freedom Network.
Good afternoon, Hampton Roads. This is Steve Taylor, and this is Last Days News, and we have on the air Colleen. How are you doing this afternoon, Colleen?
Doing well today. How are you, Steve?
Man, I'm doing great. And I hope you're doing great out there as well. And so today's program is just packed full of new information that that will be very interesting to you, I hope. And certainly will give a clue about some of the things going on in these last days. That's what we call the program Last Days, Steve Taylor's Last Days News, because we're a faith and freedom network, but that we have entered into a period of time that's unprecedented. It's called the end of the age, and that's what the Bible teaches. There's going to be two ages, this age and the age to come, and we're right on the brink of going into that new age. That's a that's a glorious thing, and of course, there's not but a few problems as we enter into the new age, and of course, there's we need to prepare for that because it can be a little uncomfortable passing from one age to the other, apparently. So, Colleen, can you tell us who this program is sponsored by?
Right. Definitely. The Alliance Legal Group is the sponsor of the program. That is the legal firm here in Hampton Roads. And they bring the program to us every Tuesday and Thursday from 12:30 to 1:30. We ask you to engage with them. Go to debtfreeva.com. So just type in online to www.debtfreeva.com, and you can find out what type of legal services they have. They specialize in bankruptcy and other things financial, but they can do all kinds of different legal services for you. So check out that. You can chat with them. You can schedule a consultation with them and meet with them virtually or in person at one of their offices here in Hampton Road. So it's debtfreeva.com. If you need more information, certainly contact us here at the radio station, and we'll get you connected with the Alliance Legal Group so that you can utilize their services and support them, and thank them for supporting Steve Taylor's Last Days News right here on The Lighthouse.
And we do a lot of bankruptcies at the law office of Steve Taylor and the Alliance Legal Group, which is the company that we're currently been known as the last 5 or 7 years, I suppose, the Alliance Legal Group. But we've been practicing in the Hampton Roads area since, oh my goodness, I've been practicing since 1990. We as a law firm since 1995. So yeah, getting pretty close to 30 years come 2025. So about 27, 28 years, I guess it is now. And we're one of the largest filers of bankruptcies in the Hampton Roads area. There's a lot more bankruptcies tending to be filed right now. And again, in the weeks and months and unfortunate time period coming forward, it's going to be a lot more that we see, analysts warning that, the ongoing Western sanctions and just the war itself in Russia will lead to things such as hyperinflation. You've seen a little bit of that in the story. It's all planned. It's all programmed. It's everything from the supply chain shortages that we saw during the last year or two. You know, the cargo ships just sitting on the ports in California and different sort of ports that were planned to just to be there, that the rail lines that were being broken into while they waited for the cargo to be delivered, that we see crazy stuff happening with the assault on food, that we saw our own government in the last year to 2 years, and they've maintained a program for a number of years, but in the last year or two, that there's been this assault on food supply by telling our farmers not to actually destroy their grain and their the food in the fields and not grow and not plant and get paid for it. At the same time, we see Bill Gates buying up, he's the major owner of farmland in America. You know, Colleen, something just tells me that ain't right. You know, that there's going to be this major food shortage with wheat. And, you know, we have this Fauci say, you know, I used to be in Microsoft, you know, but I think I'll get into vaccines. And he goes, wait a minute, you know, I think I'd like to start investing in farmland that grows wheat in America. You know, it seems pretty coincidental. I mean, it's called, if this was in the stock market and you had somebody that was actually, what do they call that when you, you get the inside trading sort of thing?
Speculation or something. Like. I was going to say that's, yeah, insider information.
Yeah, he got the memo, you know, that he's pretty slick. You know, he knows when to invest in vaccines and he knows when to invest in farmland. So, Bill, you know, I tell you that if it was me up in there, that it'd be like Donald Trump and Hillary said, you're lucky I'm not in there because you'd be in jail. You would be in jail. You should be tried for treason and dealt with accordingly. You and Mike Pence. That's right. I said Mike Pence. If you listen, Mike, that's me. I'm over here. You know that the. I'll tell you, it's a terrible thing. You know that the Great Reset has been going on for a long time, but it's come to our attention in the last couple of years. Wasn't part of our vocabulary until maybe a year to 2 years ago when Klaus Schwab famously wrote COVID-19, The Great Reset. It seems like he had some information ahead of time about what's getting ready to happen. And so this is a call-in radio show so that we'd love to have your comments. And Colleen, how does a person reach us so that they can make a comment online?
You can call us here at 757-488-5299. That's calling right here to the station and the studio, 757-488-5299. You can also always send us an email or chat there. You can chat with Steve at the Alliance Legal Group website, debtfreeva.com. You can send an email here to the station. My email is colleen@cpbroadcasting.com. So anytime you want to connect with us and let us know, I know sometimes it's not convenient to call during the show. So if you can do that, we'd just love to know that you're out there listening and that if there's something, a topic or maybe a comment, maybe an article that you've seen that you want to draw our attention to, we'd love to be able to connect with you and know that you're listening and supporting the station and the program.
Absolutely. And, you know, we often jump in, and I've made a commitment, and I haven't been keeping it the way I should, as far as starting this program out with prayer. So let's jump into prayer real quick. I believe somebody out there could sure use some prayer. We could sure use some prayer. On my heart this morning is just how good God is and how he's a protective shield for those who abide in him. And I suppose that comes from in my heart this morning from Psalm 91. So I'm going to read the first four or five verses, and maybe the first six verses, and then we're just going to pray. Psalm 91 pens the psalmist as follows. He says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence, and he shall cover thee with thy feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day, nor the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth in new day. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, 10,000 at thy right hand, but shall it not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is thy refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash against thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread against the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because he has set his love upon me, Therefore, I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Let us pray. God, you are a great God and a mighty God. We thank you, Lord, that you love even us. You cover us with your son's blood, that we are righteous in him. And right now, in the name of Jesus, we just pray for that person that doesn't know Jesus, that they would come to know Jesus, they would trust in Jesus, they would be able to dwell in that secret place of the Most High, and that you could be their refuge and their fortress. And Father, we thank you for delivering us from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Thank you for covering us. And we ask you to cover this program today, and that person that's farthest away from Jesus, they would get saved. And those that know you personally, God, would draw closer. And we love you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Steve, Tony's called in, so we have Tony on the line when you're ready.
Let's get Mr. Bourquet on the phone. Mr. Bourquet, how you doing?
I'm here. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing wonderful. So are you still in Georgia?
I'm still in Georgia till tomorrow, and I'm leaving tomorrow afternoon if everything goes well. If not, I'll leave the following morning, but yeah, probably tomorrow.
Yeah, I got you. Well, that sounds good. Lots of stuff going on in the news. I'm gonna let you do some color commentating in a second, but you know, the thing that really has been on my mind a lot, you know, of course, it's always, you know, from an end time standpoint, we know that that we've got a great reset going. And again, the narrative is that in the Bible, there talks about this end time period just prior to the end of this age. Generally, there's a 7-year period discussed as being the Great Tribulation, or at least the tribulation period, the time of Jacob's trouble, of which things get increasingly worse. And a new system of governance takes place. First, and most people see the beast as being part of that end time governance. We talk about the mark of the beast. We talk about this one world, one religion, one world governance entity called the beast, that in the very last time will be ruled by this really bad character named the Antichrist, the devil incarnate, that will persecute Israel and the world. And then Jesus comes back at Armageddon, and then we win and we go to heaven, and that those that know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and that that we get to reign and rule with God for 1,000 years. But before the beast takes the stage, before he comes out of the sea, it says, of the sea that we think is probably it's called the Great Sea, like the Gentile world, that adds actually at the same time that the beast comes out of the sea, that upon that beast is this harlot. Some versions call it the prostitute. It's later defined as Mystery Babylon. And it's this channel's belief, this program, this is my individual program. This is not WPMH's viewpoint. So don't blame them for things that I believe. They're welcome to share with it, but they do not, by me coming on here, necessarily adopt it. This end time beast has this harlot, this Mystery Babylon upon it. And this Mystery Babylon is truly a one world entity. It's got its own governance. It's got its own, this Mystery Babylon is the one world order that precedes the one world order that tramples this harlot. And again, it's our belief, it's my belief, that this one world order is likely mystery. This one world order, this beast, this Mystery Babylon, this is likely those globalists that ride upon the beast until the time that they get thrown and trampled. So, you know, about 2 weeks ago, we saw the White House published this executive order on ensuring responsible development of digital assets. Did you know that executive order existed, Colleen?
No, I did not.
This will blow your mind. This, I mean, this is, I'm telling you, that listen to this. And so
this order, this executive order, will pave the way for central bank digital currency. That's what they call CBDC. While regulating and possibly eliminating all competing cryptocurrencies. So the basic idea is that cryptocurrency is the up-and-coming thing. You know, basically money on your cell phone. You know, that the blockchain technology, you know, all this information put on blockchain. See, a lot of cryptocurrency, I got involved with it a couple of years ago. So did Tony. Tony actually introduced me to it. And so what the CBDC is like having a central bank. It's not like having, it's called central bank digital currency. So the White House wants to figure out how to get central bank digital currency in place. What Biden's saying is he doesn't like Bank of America and Truist and all these guys. He wants the central bank, kind of like the Federal Reserve, except for the federal government, to be your bank. He doesn't want a bunch of different little banks running around. They're going to all be under one umbrella, and that umbrella is going to be the government. And this digital currency is, they're already doing this in China. The UK started doing it last year. This digital currency would be programmable, which means that basically that they could track every purchase you made. So that, you know, when you go buy stuff, that they'll put it in their little Colleen sort of blockchain, who Colleen is, where she goes, what she buys, what she, who she supports politically by their donations, everything would be okayed by this central bank. This is real. And the global, this is the end game for the Great Reset. You see, this all started that we saw publicly, you know, that this Great Reset, first of all, you got to destroy something in order to build back better. So the Great Reset proposes, this is what Klaus Schwab, the guy that founded, along with Bill Gates, WEF, the World Economic Forum, the ones that do the crisis pandemic preparation meetings, like in 2019, and the Polygon meetings now, this tells them how they're going to pull the plug on everything around here. But this is Klaus Schwab, who wrote The Great Reset, COVID-19, The Great Reset, started with the COVID pandemic in 2020 and is being advanced as we speak. And if you want a biblical framework to understand how and what's going on in Ukraine and Russia, that's the second step of the build back better. You got to tear things down before you build it back better. You have to have a world crisis in order to have a worldwide solution. And so the globalists who run the world's financial systems are mostly bankers. You probably knew that. You've heard of Bilderbergs and, you know, some of the other names of some of these bankers, the Rothschilds. And people say, that's crazy, Steve. No, I'm not crazy. It's the truth. And the globalists who run the world financial systems know that payday is almost here. I mean, they got a big payday back when the Federal Reserve was created. They created the Federal Reserve. They basically got everybody to give them their money and make us think that it was the government that was printing the money. It's these banks. But the big payday, the one that they've really been waiting for, is almost here. And while, you know, you and me and most other people are clueless and just assume that the world economy, particularly the West, will just continue forever, you know, they got a printing press, you know, we're never going to run out of money. You know, that's great news, isn't it? Colleen, we're never going to run out of money.
Well, that seems like it's good, but no, it's not.
need another million, need another trillion. As long as we got, and wait until we have digital currency. They actually got to cut some trees down to make this paper money. All they got to do with digital currency to add up $100 trillion is push a button, and then boom, there it is. A lot more zeros. Just add 5 zeros to your number, and then you're good. You're good to go. You have no problems. You got all the money you need. And so in order to build back better, what they had to do with the New World Order, they had to tear up all the countries. With the reliance on sovereignty of nations, they had to destroy the sovereignty of nations by using this COVID-19 pandemic. And in order to build back better for the world financial systems, of course, you got to destroy the current financial systems.
And so the complete replacement of the fiat currencies, fiat just means, you know, it's not real. Not, I mean, cash is just paper, but yet somehow there's value behind it. And to replace the fiat currencies, including, you know, digital currencies, with their own digital money. That's what Biden's saying. He wants their own, the Federal Reserve's digital money that's controlled by the central bank. And so we're going to talk a little bit about it today. And, you know, maybe what some of the stuff that we need to be prepared because, you know, if there's, they say that they want this in place, this report, this executive order is supposed to be out in 6 months. And you might think, well, we have a lot of time. We don't have a lot of time. Once they listen, I get that 6 months should give us a clue how long the economy is going to be here. What they're saying is they want this report out now. He wants to implement this stupid thing before he leaves office, which, you know, I mean, they want him out of the office like yesterday because, you know, he's a liability. But the bottom line is this thing is real, it's coming, and then how far and how quickly they're able to implement the CBDC. Remember those letters, CBDC. It's Central Bank Digital Currency. That's what's happening. You're not going to have a pocket full of cash. It's going to make it illegal. You're not going to hide your money in gold because you're going to think that's illegal, just like they did back in the day as well. And so the way you're going to exist when this happens, first of all, you don't want to get on the system. Because once the system eliminates cash and local currencies in favor of CBDCs, then you will be slave to that system and that slavery will be complete. And there will be nothing that you can do without their permission. Sound crazy, Colleen?
Well, it sounds like we're moving in that direction for sure.
Isn't that crazy? Tony, what's your thoughts?
Well, I think it's been coming for a long time. The original creation of digital currency was to get the central banks out of the picture. You had a funding process where no one could track you, no one could find you. Now they've been hacking that for a long time. Now
fade away a little bit, Tony. Get a little bit closer to the mic.
Okay, I'm right here. I said what they're doing is they're developing a system where they can track your digital currency. Digital currency was created to get the world banking system out of our pockets to be able to do things on our own. I should be able to buy something and sell it to you without having to pay taxes on it again. It's already been taxed once. Well, this is all about being able to tax and retax, control, monetize. And then if you're not a good boy, like in Ukraine or China or Canada, they just simply turn off your little card and you have no money. So, and so you comply. You don't take the vaccine, no money, no access. A Washington congressman today just likened the non-vaxxers to terrorists again. They're bringing that narrative again. His name is Jay Inslee. He just said, if you're not vaccinated, you're a terrorist walking around with a bomb in your back pocket. That's not true. All the evidence shows opposite. They're tying all these things together. And you said something last week. Whatever they're focusing on today, look who's doing it, who's saying it. And if they're part of a certain group, you darn sure don't want to be part of it. But also pay attention to what's happening around them. They are moving the pieces on this board incredibly fast right now. And if they can't move this piece, they go to another piece and start working on it. Their whole goal is to get 30 pieces from one end of the board to the other.
Yeah, you're right about that. I was looking at some of the transactions that you're talking about and remembering the social credit system in China is probably the best experiment they've done so far as how it's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
But in China, you do the wrong thing, you get demerits, apparently, on your social credit score, and that means that the money that you were getting becomes lessened, and you can get bonus money for doing the right thing. And so basically it's a Pavlovian sort of, you know, carrot and stick sort of thing. And so the people will have money based upon what they do and what they don't do. And so they also monitor the things you do. You know, one of their goals is by 2030,
for us to own nothing and be happy. Well, one of the ways, you're not going to even own your own money. They want to do this universal basic income, and so they'll just put you what you deserve. It's called communism. What you deserve,
exactly.
According to their rules, you know, whatever social credit score that you've got, you know, how you're abiding by the climate change rules, or how you're abiding by your wokeness rules, you know, and they'll know what you're doing as far as your climate change and your wokeness compliance, because they'll have every transaction you've made everywhere. They'll know where you've went. And again, this blockchain technology allows them to put everything about you on a little tiny nothing, so they can store everything about you. I mean, everything from where you purchase stuff, and they can create, just like these AI computers that the WEF has, they can do predictive sort of analysis of each person. And so that the it's a scary world that, you know, the cryptocurrency, system cut off 25,000, I think it was, Russian wallets in one fell sweep. You know, that Coinbase just said, okay, you're Russian, you're against the one world narrative that we're part, all your money is gone. And so that's what's going to happen with us. You can have $1 million in the bank, but if you don't comply with whatever they're saying you need to do, if you said something about Comrade Joe, you know, which now, again, according to the new guidelines, if you say something hateful about Slow Joe, that you're subject to be investigated, and then in the day, you're gonna be, until you apologize and you change your ways, we need to freeze up your bank account because you might not be somebody friendly to the state. We're there, and of course, you know, the Hill. I mean, you know, the Hill is not a conservative organization. They're a bunch of liberals, but that they talk about things that happen on the Hill, and they say this is the law. This is direct down the road toward totalitarianism. That we're very, very close to something. They want this thing, this report published in 6 months. It wouldn't surprise me that around 6 months from now, we're going to see an economic collapse that you haven't ever seen. And they're going to say, listen, the only way that we're going to protect people is to make sure that their money is secure and that it's safe. And the way that we're going to do that, just like the UK said they're going to do for their peasants, is to create this cryptocurrency.
Well, that 6 month timeline is interesting too, if you're thinking about like right before the midterm elections as well.
That is true, isn't it?
If you're talking 6 months from now.
6 months from now. March 9th was the date of the report, executive order.
Well, that puts us into what, October, early October.
So, what is that? June? So that's March. So that's, yeah, September.
October,
9th,
yeah.
So that the So just around October time, they're going to be giving us these their recommendations. And, you know, the implementation of these CBDCs in the U.S. will follow the same path as China. There's going to be this transition period where at first it's voluntary. You don't have to use, you know, just like they said, you know, that, you know, why do you think that we were having change shortages last year? That the United States government couldn't print out coins? No, of course not. They're trying to lure people into the system by first the stick, making it uncomfortable to carry change around with you. But there's going to be financial incentives, like, you know, it's like baiting a trap. And so what we want to do as Christians is we need to figure out how to survive outside of this system for as long as possible. I'm telling you that this system, does it sound familiar? You won't be able to buy or eat or sell without being part of the CBDC. This probably isn't the mark, but it's going to be the technology that they're going to be able to use to implement the mark. And we don't want to be a part of it. And so we need to figure out how to live not just off the grid, but off the digital currency. So start learning how to do that. Start learning how to buy things for cash. Everywhere you use your credit card, you're leaving a digital fingerprint. And you can bet you these guys are not, you can't trust them for nothing. They're already figuring out how to track you, to figure out where you're at in public, and then analyze you. We know that happens on the internet because everywhere you go, you know, next thing I know, I see, you know, pictures of stuff that I went to go look at. We know that they're cracking us. I think we need to start preparing. Everybody should have, my dad used to call it sock money. You know, enough money that you can get out of town, enough money that you can buy some stuff. And one of the things that we need to start thinking about is how we're going to prepare for that. And so having small bills versus $100 bills would be smart, because when you want to go buy some gas, the person with the small bills are going to be the person they're going to say, listen, you guys up to the front, I need some change. So small bills, small denominations. If you got gold, get the smallest denominations you can get. Silver, dimes, and quarters, you know, the silver ones, you know, keep that stuff. There will likely be, when the grid goes down, it'll be a testing thing, that they'll be testing the market. That's how they're going to do it. It's like beta test. What do the people do? How do we react? Things of that nature. And so we're going to need, there's going to probably be a, like in most transitioning systems, there'll probably be a black market, a barter system sort of environment that will exist for a while before they clamp down on everybody. We're going to take a quick break and have the sponsors take care of what they take care of, and then we'll be back, and then we're going to talk to Tony more about what's going on in the world, and a little bit more about the CBDCs. But Colleen, can you just share what the Alliance Legal Group, who they are, and what they do for us here on Steve Taylor's Last Days News?
Well, thank you so much for joining us for Steve Taylor's Last Days News right here on WPMH The Lighthouse. We're glad that you're able to connect with us by listening to either 100.1, 96.9, 1270, or on mylighthouseradio.com. And it's here every Tuesday and Thursday from 1230 to 1:30. Steve Taylor's Last Days News is being brought to you by the Alliance Legal Group. You can connect with them. Go to debtfreeva.com. It's debtfreeva.com. You can chat there. We invite you to engage with them and find out more about their services, because if you support them, they're able to continue to support this radio program on this station. So find out more about what they do. Maybe you need their services for bankruptcy or for other legal services. So you can go to debtfreeva.com, chat with them there, schedule an appointment, find out more about what they do. Another offshoot of Alliance Legal Group is Christian Rights Ministries, and Steve is a part of that as well. And they do some great work working with people who have different situations come up where their Christian rights are being violated, and they're able to help out with those kind of offerings as well. So we invite you to connect with Steve Taylor through the Alliance Legal Group and also through Christian Rights Ministries. You can contact us right now for the next half hour. We're here at the station, 757-488-5299, 757-488-5299. We'll get you into the studio to chat with us here on the air, ask a question. And if you're wanting to do that, you can also connect with us after the show or throughout the week by either emailing me here at the station or Steve contacting him through his chat box on debtfreeva.com. But again, thank you so much for supporting Steve Taylor's Last Days News right here on The Lighthouse.
Well, thank you, Colleen. So, you know, that first half hour, I really just wanted to, it's a big deal. CBDC is getting ready to happen, and a lot of people, like we talked about in the beginning of the show, don't even know it's out there. But it's rapidly moving. 6 months isn't a long time before the report comes out about when the destruction of the dollar. I mean, basically what they're saying is in 6 months, we're already falling off the petrodollar now that, you know, Russia wants different countries to buy their oil in rubles, and that the American dollar is collapsing around us as we look. Once the American dollar collapses and war with China and Taiwan occurs, we're going to have and maybe a polygon event, poly-cybergon event, where they shut the lights off and turn the internet off a little bit. People are going to say, listen, our economies are failing, and boom, all of a sudden we have the rise of this thing that they prepared 6 months before, this CBDC, the biggest overreach of the federal government, greater than the Federal Reserve, which was absolutely horrendous. But this will actually have programmable money which means it's not money at all. It's vouchers that they can pull away from you whenever they want to do it. None of your money will be safe. None of your investments will be real. It'll all be owned by a central bank, which sadly enough has already occurred, but that now it's going to be something they can click on or click off of the switch. For the last 20, 25 minutes of the program, I'm going to just throw it open. Tony, tell me what's on your mind. What's some of the crazy last day's news that you want to share?
Well, you, like I said, you look at what's happening. We are, our country's moving towards a socialistic, tyrannistic regime in light speed. But what's happening? How's it happening so fast? You'd say, how do we go from 2-3 years ago with Trump in power? And there's a lot of things going on with that. But he was the president, and the country was humming along on all eight cylinders, doing fantastic. It seemed like, with not a whole lot of problems. And here we are, two years later, with just COVID starting the whole thing, and then another name that popped up, and you got Dominion Technologies. And if you want to take an interesting journey, type in countries using Dominion technology and follow what comes up. Then type in countries that have had their elections stopped because of national security. Okay? Germany, Ukraine, Belarus. There's a whole list of countries where they, at one point, when it changed to a more socialistic...
Those guys all were in Klaus Schwab's Young Leaders course.
Exactly. So what I'm saying that, here's what I'm predicting they're going to try and pull here. This is just my opinion, not the opinion of the radio station or even yours, but it might be, that at some point, they're going to say the same thing Hitler said. Hitler convinced his parliament that they had to dissolve because of national security issues, that they had to have faster reaction times to decision-making so it couldn't be spread out over a vast majority of people, so that he had to be able to make all the decisions quickly to save the country. But he promised to give back control. Did that ever happen? No. Same thing you hear here. Just 2 weeks to flatten the curve. We're just going to do this for a short period of time, then we'll go back to normal. What we don't realize is they've got a gauge for normal, and it started at normal, and now it's headed towards weirdly abnormal, strangely abnormal, extremely abnormal, crazy abnormal, and parentally abnormal. And that's their goal. So they're going to start saying things like, you got to turn your guns over. I mean, how many shootings have you seen in the last few weeks? Tons of shootings around the country. They're going to start saying things have to be controlled because of security, and in the process, they're going to say, we have to have you do this. You have to take the next round of shots because there's a brand new virus coming up in Florida, and it's dangerous to animals, so you may have to put your pets down. Well, remember 8 months ago, Fauci actually said that. If this transfers to animals, you just have to destroy your pets. We'll have no pets. It's all about destabilizing our normal and getting us to accept abnormal. And the reason we will accept that is because we just want some form of normal we can have every day. That's what they're doing. It's social conditioning, social programming, social, whatever you want to call it. They've done it around the world over and over and over, and they're doing it again. And I would never be saying this 10 years ago.
Well, you know, you talked about social conditioning. You know, it's just started, you know, that, what's happened over the last several years, and let me just kind of, you know, we see the CBDC get ready to happen. It's the latest round of their complete globalist control. You know, Biden is not running the country. It's handlers, his handler. It's not his FBI that are trying to define soccer moms at board meetings of terrorists. But it's all part of building a foundation, which we're each and every one of us are going to be identified on some blockchain, and that we're going to be as either for the government or against the government. That what's getting ready to happen is we've been tested over the last couple of years about whether or not we want to give up our freedom, whether we'll give up our freedom, and guess what? We failed.
that we failed miserably. And so, you know, anybody that's going to raise their voice from this point forward, just like the truckers did, that we're going to see them vilified. We're going to see American freedom, civil rights, and individual liberties completely eradicated. And so if you thought the pandemic, quote unquote, lockdowns were bad, things are going to get much worse, much, much worse, much worse than the Trudeau's crackdown on the truckers. These global bankers are gonna blockchain everything that you've ever done as a litmus test of a social credit score. All this COVID-19, the lockdowns, your compliance, it was all a dress rehearsal. How it was a dress rehearsal in the freest nation in the world to see whether they would tolerate the suspension of their freedoms. And we failed, Tony. We failed in a big way. We very few people pushed back, and when they did, they were silenced. I mean, most people, that's what, you know, this very show will be recorded and will come back, not to haunt me, but to, you know, if, listen, what does that person say? It says, it's not how you lived your life. It's not the life you live, but how you lived your life or something like that. You know, the truth is, yeah, is that they want people to back down, shut up, and go home, and it's not going to happen. We're not going to live on our knees, except for the praise of God. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to die on my feet, and hopefully, we say that when we do it around people who are like-minded, and that's the whole purpose of what we're doing. We're not trying to be conspiracy theologists. We're trying to say something extremely weird in our country. There's something really wrong. And this is what we see happening, and we're trying to tell you guys what's happening. And the failure that we have is people don't listen. They don't want to believe it's this crazy. You know what I mean? They don't want to believe that this could possibly happen in America. Well, I'm here to tell you, it can.
The reason that they don't believe it is because they don't read the Bible. That, you know, Daniel 7 says that these winds stir the waters. These waters in Daniel 7. Produce these four winds. It's the same four winds that we see coming out in the four horsemen of Revelation. We haven't seen the Antichrist yet come out, but they're going to be coming. But we're going to see the tyranny, the war, the pestilence, and the famine. They're right around the corner. That's what global governance does. And these satanic, yes, Joe Biden, I'm saying satanic, require strict control of all populations at all time to work. Globalism and freedom are incompatible. So that's exactly the difference. When you start hearing things about globalism and world climate change, understand that your freedom is incompatible. Your individual freedom is incompatible with the globalist desires. It doesn't bring peace. It doesn't bring climate change. It brings tyranny, war, famine. You're going to see it. You're going to see it soon. Very soon, even in America, the rules are already being laid down. We won't even be able to criticize our own government. You'll be called a treason, a traitor. And that when that happens, somebody's going to push a button and that your crypto CBDC money will be over. We're just about there. We're getting very, very close. So, you know, you think that censoring on social media is terrible, you know, put in jail as far as, listen, trust me, social media jail is not going to be like the FEMA camp. Your income will be taken away, your savings will be taken away, your paycheck will be suspended, and anything that's apocalyptic, that means, you know, stuff that you'll find in the book of Revelation and elsewhere in the Bible, it's going to happen. And it won't be limited, Colleen, to just simple dissent. When they enact these climate change laws, it's going to limit what kind of food you can eat and what kind of products you can buy. You know, they got to comply with, you know, being sustainable development, how far you can drive, you know, what you can drive, this CBDC money is going to be programmable, and it's wonderful for tyrants. And if you violate any number of these new world orders, 10,000 new standards, you'll become an enemy of the state. And if you don't comply, they're going to make it hell on earth for you. If you think wearing masks were bad for, you know, 1 or 2 years, or being forced to leave your job because you had to take a vaccine, wait until every move, every thought, every action is watched. Then you'll know. Then you'll know what persecution is really about. They're the thought police, is what Orwell called them in 1984. And so exactly. That's what we're looking at right now. This CBDC, it should not be underestimated. Once they control the money and they know what you do and how you do it, they can have complete control, or they'd like to have complete control over everything. What's your thoughts, Tony?
Well, the process that they're doing is going to be based upon fear. He's up in my truck. There's a train coming. You can probably hear that in the background. what they're doing is they're setting the stage. You look at what they've done. Like I said, remember the big beginning of COVID, 2 weeks to flatten the curve. we'll soon be nervous. Just do this. Just do this. Well, they just keep adding just do this to something else. Now, your social credit score, if you wake up in the morning one day and you want to go use your debit card to buy gas and you know you just got paid and suddenly you can't get to your card, and you call the bank, and the bank says, well, the government's turned off your card. We can't do anything. That sounds crazy, but that's what happens in China. That's what happens in Ukraine. That's what happens in what's happening in Canada. So we're heading to this place where if we don't do something now, if we don't stand up now and voice as a unified body, we're going to lose the rest of our country. And there's not a whole lot left. I mean, I'm in the country. I'm in Georgia. People are pretty, I'm going to use the word redneck, or pretty common sense out here, but they know what's going on. They just don't know what to do. There's no leader, really, to unify anyone right now. We had Trump, and there's talk he might be back, but I don't know how good that'll be, based upon the vaccine. You know, there's so many things going on. Who do you trust right now to guide our country? You know, I trust you, yeah. Steve. You probably trust me. I trust Colleen. But who else do you trust? That's a big question right now.
So, Colin, what's your thoughts? What's your takeaway so far as, you know, some of the things that I've discussed? I kind of had a rant for most of it. It's just amazing to me, but yeah, as far as the CBC, but what are your thoughts?
Well, I've always been kind of, you know, taken aback by the cryptocurrency type thing anyway, the digital, and knowing whether that's, you know, accurate or how all that works, you know, and to know that, again, yeah, they're tracking and that all the technology is there to be able to figure out your footprint and how you're interacting in your banking system. And again, it's all just kind of leading into that direction that we always talk about being in, you know, the last days and the revelation period, you know, where, you know, they've got to come down to one particular currency, they've got to come down to being able to, you know, be able to shut you off, like, so that you wouldn't be able to buy and sell, or that you need a certain way to be able to do that. So I'm, you know, obviously we have to keep our eyes and ears open and see what's going on with that type of decision-making process as it's fading in. It's a little hard to fathom and comprehend at times, but it certainly is something that we need to pay attention to.
Well, you know, I saw an article in New York City. They got 25,000 surveillance cameras that do, facial recognition. And of course, that's all part of the plan to, you know, my brother talks about, you know, in Phoenix, they got the same sort of thing all over the place. And cities across the nation, they have this Chinese style, surveillance state. It's becoming a norm in our daily lives for years, you know, that we've been collecting data theoretically to help us. But now these globalists, think the great men of the earth, what the Bible calls them, great, not in a good way, but these pharmakia, these pharmaceutical sorcering sort of globalist leaders, the Gates and the Klaus Schwabs, they're invading the privacy and violating citizens' fundamental rights. The EU just justifies it. And they recently
are doing mass surveillance with claims of stopping child pornography. So they're going to say something like that, and they're going to go through they're going to go through everything in your cell phone. They're going to go through everything. They're already doing that. And so Apple had the same thing, their spy phone plans. The EU commissioned to protect children by legally requiring providers of digital communication to bulk intercept, monitor, and scan the contents of all citizens' communication, and then go through everything, and then say we're doing it because we're trying to prevent child sexual abuse. It's spying. It's all it is spying, and they're trying to find a reason. These guys can't be trusted, and so nothing on your cell phone is going to be protected. In fact, Tony, didn't we talk about yesterday about people going to the flip phones?
Kyocera, the old cell phone, well heard of them, it's an old cell phone company. They just resurrected their 3033 model, and the sales are flying off the shelves of those models because they operate on 3G and 4G technology. They don't do anything with 5G. And they're not trackable. They don't have a GPS tracking device in the phone, and in order to take pictures with these phones, if I remember correctly, I used to have one, you've got to put a memory card in the phone, or you can't even take pictures. There's no memory available. So your ability to do stuff is very limited, so your ability to be hacked is very limited. So it's kind of like you'll be off the grid. It's kind of like having a phone that no one can hack. And one thing you brought up on this process is kind of scary, too. You got to realize, if they can monitor all your phone information, they can put whatever they want into your phone information. So you might be a totally cool guy, just has a very strong opinion against the government, and they insert a little bit of child pornography or a little bit of something else in there, and suddenly you're into a stink where you're totally discredited and you're arrested. Would that ever happen in our country? You'd want to say no, but look what's happening now. Look what happened with the whole Russia collusion thing. I mean, there's nothing they won't do to stay in power. These are a group of people who are very, very corrupt, very, very, very corrupt. So if you're thinking about that, if you can find it, just type in Kyocera flip phone resurrection and it'll come right up. Or if you want information, contact me or Steve. We'll help you out too. But that would be a good thing to have, with a phone that can't be tracked and can't be hacked very easily.
You know, we're going to have to make some tough decisions, and they shouldn't be tough. I'm an attorney, and obviously that I like a cell phone that gets me a lot of information. But at some point, I'm going to have to weigh that with my privacy and whether I want these globalists who are satanic to be able to take all my information, analyze it, do what they want to do with it, and track me. What are your thoughts on that, Colleen?
I mean, we somewhat joke about it. You know, I'm in media and marketing and those kind of things too, so I understand how, you know, people you know, we get the notifications on our phone, or we see the different ads pop up and things like that of things that we've searched. But and so we sometimes go, oh, isn't that funny, you know, that, oh, they knew I was looking for tires, or they knew I was searching for vacation spots or something like that. But when you look back on it and go, wow, they have technology. They know what I'm researching. They know what I, you know, anticipating where you've been and where you're going to go and what you've bought, you know, then it puts it into a deeper perspective. Like you said, we have to decide, you know, do we want our, to be tracked to that extent? Do we want to be able to be monitored to that extent? It's very thought-provoking, for sure, to know, like, well, you know, especially where I am, where, you know, you go, well, that works in some instances, and it can be extremely frightening in others.
Well, we're about out of time here. We got about 4 or 5 minutes. Tony, I'm going to give you a last word. Why don't you make it faith-based? Why don't you make it hopeful? Why don't you tell us something as far as a takeaway that if a person's a Christian or not a Christian, they should consider as they hear some of the crazy stuff getting ready to happen?
Well, if you're watching what's happening, you're seeing the world play out in a very biblical timeline. If you just go to the Revelations and you read Revelations a couple of times, first four Revelations, then keep reading more. You get to about Revelation 13, this is sounding kind of familiar. So if you look at what's happening, the world's playing out biblically right now. It's a time where you have to be in the right place with God, the right place, the right time, and there's no time like now to get to know God. So if you're struggling, if you're confused, if you're afraid, go to the source that says he'll never leave you nor forsake you. He'll never abandon you no matter what you do. Me and Steve are not the most perfect people in the world, but God loves us. And I'll admit that by myself in a heartbeat. But God loves me. He loves us all. So he's trying really hard. Through me being alive today and Steve being on the radio show, this is all God. I would have never seen myself a year ago doing this. But God kept pushing me forward and pushing Steve, saying, you guys said you'd serve me, so I'm going to use you in serving me. And we're here today to tell you that God's real, God exists, and he talks to you.
You got 1 minute to add to that, Colin, then I'll close.
No, definitely we want to be vessels for the Lord and be able to share that information. So thank you for joining us here on this show. And always, if you have questions, and especially if it is something regarding getting closer to the Lord and learning more about that, please contact one of us here at the program or at the radio station. That is the ultimate goal of any of this programming, is we want to see you come to know Jesus. And if you do know him already, then get closer and bring other people to him as well, you know, in that regard. So thank you for listening. We certainly appreciate it.
You know, I had a mentor that, and they said, you know, he it was a Gideon leader, and he said, you know, you guys are the Red Rooster Patrol. He says, every time he'd walk into the room, he says, listen, this is not a drill. This is for real. And that's what we're going on right now. You know what my thoughts are as far as these great men of the earth, these people that practice pharmakia, these members of Mystery Babylon. I got a great friend that speaks often, has called on the show before, and he believes that the reason that we're at where we're at is immorality in the world, and I certainly concur that much of what we see now is based upon these wickedness that's going on. I'm closing with this, that in Revelation chapter 18, they talk about Mystery Babylon a lot. And he tells the people of God to get out of her. What he says is this. He says, all nations have drunk the wine of the passion of her immorality. That's this world system. The kings of the earth, that's these great men, were immoral with her. And the merchants of the earth have grown wealthy from the extravagance of her luxury. Think billionaires, Bill Gates and those guys. Then I heard another voice from heaven say, come out of her, my people, so that you will not share in her sins or contract of her plagues, for her sins are piled up to heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Don't be part of it. Come out of them. Come out of the world system. Come to Jesus. Folks, God bless you. Hope we see you again next, a Thursday? And until then, take care, and we love you. In Jesus' name, have a good day.
Have been listening to the Faith and Freedom Network, sponsored by Steve Taylor and the Alliance Legal Group, Hampton Roads hometown attorney for more than 30 years. For more information, you can contact them at debtfreeva.com. That's debtfreeva.com. And tune in every Tuesday and Thursday right here on the Lighthouse for Faith and Freedom Network.